be thinking about Christmas, but there's not much time left to compose your entry to this year's BBC Radio 3 Breakfast Carol competition. We're calling on amateur composers to write a carol to the text of Sir Christmas. The words and full competition terms and conditions are on the Radio 3 Breakfast website. The winning carol will be heard on Radio 3 on Christmas Day. The closing date is the 1st of November, so get composing and good luck.
Well, it's Thursday afternoon, which means it's time for Opera Matinee here on Radio 3. National productivity is about to suffer as homes, schools, motorways and offices come to a standstill for heartbreak, drama and tears as we spend a couple of hours at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, for a performance of Puccini's Manon Lescaut, featuring none other than Jonas Kaufmann, who, over the last 2 years, has granted BBC4 access all arias for a documentary to be aired this Sunday that goes behind the scenes of opera's hottest property. That's part of the BBC Opera season. Well, this afternoon we'll hear Kaufmann in the role of Chevalier de Grieux in a performance recorded and first broadcast in 2014 when it was the first new production of Manon Lescaut at Covent Garden for 30 years. Well, this is the opera that led to Puccini being hailed at the time as an Italian genius and one of the strongest, if not the strongest, of the young Italian composers. Which was lucky, because his first two operas hadn't been quite as well received, and another failure would have resulted in the end of his publishing contract. Actually, his publisher tried to discourage Puccini from composing an opera around Prévost's novel L'Histoire du Chevalier des Grieux et de Manon Lescaut, on the grounds that it would be overshadowed by Massenet's opera on the same subject. Puccini stood firm and said Massenet's score was all powder and minuets, whereas he would tell Manon's story like an Italian, with desperate passion. The story follows the opera's eponymous protagonist, a woman who wanted it all, got it all, and lost it all. The drama begins in a city. Des Grieux, Kaufmann, is caught in a daily routine and longs for love as an escape. A woman arrives, Manon Lescaut, accompanied by her brother, Lescaut and Geron, a ruthless tax collector. Des Grieux falls in love with Manon at first sight and persuades her to elope with him. Fast work. Meanwhile, Manon's brother is planning on helping Geron to abduct Manon. Des Grieux and Manon are tipped off and escape, leaving a furious Geron behind. Lescaut reassures him that Manon will be back just as soon as they run out of money. Manon Lescaut is sung by Christine Oberleis, Chevalier des Grieux, Jonas Kaufmann, Lescaut by Christopher Moltmann, Geron de Revoir by Maurizio Moraro, and the singer is sung by Nadiezhda Karyazina, Edmondo by Benjamin Hewlett. The dancing master is Robert Burt, lamplighter Louis Gomez, Nigel Cliff is the innkeeper, and Ji-hoon Kim the sergeant. The naval officer is Jeremy White. The chorus and orchestra of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, are conducted by Sir Antonio Papano.
Thank you. Vaga e mezzosa dalla postiere, occupate del mio bagaglio. Vi prego, mi vogliate seguire.
Partirete. Soldato, che ti sei sostato.
Questa sera meco verrete a cena. Qual onor, quali onore. E intanto permettete. Scusate, ma attendete per breve istante. Qualche ordine io debbo all'ostiere impartir. Se potessi tentare anch'io qualche colpo perfetto. Lasso, mio signore, un fante, errore, errore. E poteggiarle una carrozza e cavalli che volino secco del vento. Fra un'ora,
sì signore,
dietro l'albergo, fra un'ora, capite, verranno un uomo e una fanciulla. E via siccome il vento, via verso Parigi. Ricordate che il silenzio è cuore.
Non adoro.
Bene, bene, adorate le obbedite. Or mi dite, quest'uscita all'osteria solamente?
E non altra.
Indicatemi la via.
Thank you. Una trama vostro tan mordì il ferro. Il colpo è fatto, la carrozza è pronta, che pur la grossal presun partite.
Fuggiamo,
fuggiamo, che il vostro bisogno un'altra sia.
Cena,
l'annunciata quella signorina che
e c'è, guardate
studente. Vincentiano. Vincentiano.
È inutile riflettiam. Riflettiam. Cavalli pronti avete. Il colpo è fatto. Ti spero. Grazie leggiadre, ha suscitato in voi un affetto di padre.
Non altrimenti.
A chi lo dite? Io da figlio rispettoso, in onor di buon consiglio.
Act One of Jonathan Kent's 2014 Covent Garden production of Manon Lescaut. But in Act Two, we find Manon as Geronte's mistress, having living a life of luxury. Puccini omits in his story the part of the novel where Manon and Des Grieux live together for a few months until the money runs out. Manon sings to her hairdresser that Geronte is too old and that he bores her. Her thoughts return to Des Grieux. Lescaut, Manon's brother, is dismayed at his sister's unhappiness and seeks to find Des Grieux. Des Grieux appears, and Manon starts to seduce him. Unfortunately, as they renew their vows of love, Geronte interrupts. He reminds Manon of his many favours to her and threatens the lovers, warning them he'll return shortly. Des Grieux pleads with Manon to leave with him. Lescaut appears to warn Manon and Des Grieux that Geronte is going to have Manon arrested. She hesitates, trying to collect jewellery, but is arrested before she can escape. Manon is sung by Christine Opelijs, Des Grieux by Jonas Kaufmann, and Geronte is Maurizio Moraro. The Orchestra of Covent Garden is conducted once again by Sir Antonio Pappano.
Sospetto,
ma hai colpa
tra di nuove di lui.
È vero.
occhi, a nord, a est, a sud, io rispondo non so, ma alfin l'ho persuaso.
Prima scordata!
No, no. Ma che vincendo può con l'oro, forse scoprir la via che mena a te. L'ho lanciato al gioco, vincerò.
Thank you. io mi scongiuro a tempo.
Compagna danzatrice, un saluto, attenta l'occhialetto,
minuetto perfetto.
Baluarti.
Il tempo vola.
Ecco.
cosa ch'io so per prova. Voi mi affolgi da letizia, esser compagna noi prometteste. Di poco vi precediamo.
Thank you. giungo in mal punto, errore involontario, chi non erra qua giù. Anche voi, credo, ad esempio obliaste d'essere in casa mia.
Signore!
Gratitudine sia, oggi il tuo dì di festa. Le cose che l'ho date d'un vero amore come rammentate.
Oh, ci fai fermare?
Fammi parlare.
O c'è che stato?
Ha denunciato. Ecco sì. Avevo qui i guardi al cielo. Cavalieri delle scale spiegate male. Tanga lettieri che nel cantiere tutto saputo. Per le scale cavalieri spiegate male. Che avevo fare. C'era lei a lei che sono. Sapete, voi la perdete, ma non sapete la gente. Crudele, sono smirrata, l'esilio.
Morte.
Ora frettate, non esitate, pochi minuti, siete perduti. Chiara col cerchio, o scaglia per... La rivetta, che dà il porchetto, scaglia per... Si va da te, vecchio bene, magliare, magliare. Che prendia,
raga, mi dio, che mi sia da te ora.
A parte, ma no, via, soggiate, via, soggiate, via.
Così,
tu
m'aiuta.
Via. Ma che cosa, ristante le latte piante sotto la bria, siamo sulla via, molti ci via.
Two of Puccini's Manon Lescaut, recorded at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, in 2014. You're listening to Opera Matinee here on Radio 3. If you've just joined us, you find us midway through the action of Puccini's Manon Lescaut, starring soprano Christine Opelijs as Manon and tenor Jonas Kaufmann as Des Grieux. Well, Act 3 begins with a musical interlude, following which we find Manon imprisoned with a number of other courtesans by a harbour. Lescaut bribes a guard so that Des Grieux can speak with Manon while they plot an escape. The plan fails, and after a short scuffle, order is restored. Manon is to be deported. Des Grieux pleads with the captain of the ship to let him travel as one of the crew.
Thank you. sia l'uomo e quello. Ella avrà addormentata, l'ora è giunta.
Il cuore, l'alba, il mio manò,
Three of Manon Lescaut in a performance recorded at the Royal Opera House in 2014. Well, we're heading towards the emotional climax of today's opera matinee here on Radio 3. In the fourth and final act, Manon, sung by Christine Opelijs, and Des Grieux, sung by Jonas Kaufmann, are on the run. They're at the end of their strengths, collapsing from thirst and exhaustion. Des Grieux leaves Manon in search of water. He returns without any. Manon bids him a heartrending farewell. Des Grieux prays for help, but Manon, insatiably desiring and desired, is lost to him.
Thank you.
Well, Thursday afternoons don't come more emotionally charged than that. The fourth and final act of Puccini's Manon Lescaut brings to a close today's opera matinee. Manon was sung by Christine Opelijs, Chevalier des Grieux, Jonas Kaufmann, Lescaut by Christopher Moltmann, and Geronte de Revoir, Maurizio Moreira. The chorus and orchestra of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, were conducted in that 2014 production by Sir Antonio Pappano. Well, where do you go after that? Well, to a little more opera, actually. Bear with me. As you may be aware by now, the BBC opera season launched a couple of weeks ago, continuing throughout the autumn on television, online, and, of course, here on Radio 3. Next Thursday, 19th of October, has been designated Opera Passion Day, when opera companies from all over the UK will join together for an unprecedented day of live streaming. As part of the day, we're offering you the chance to vote for the opera you'd most like to hear broadcast in full that night on Radio 3. There are four to choose from: Gounod's Faust, Mozart's The Magic Flute, Puccini's Tosca, and Wagner's The Flying Dutchman. And adding his voice to the campaign trail...
This is James Naughtie, and I'm going to make a case for Charles Gounod's Faust. Now, French grand opera often gets bad press, but Faust, which did become one of the most popular of all operas in the late 19th century, does deserve a little better. Five acts reveal a sumptuous score, and any clear-headed producer can work wonders in the battle between temptation and loyalty, the dark powers and religion, and so on. Mephistopheles, of course, offers him power and glory in exchange for his soul. He just wants young Marguerite. Gounod infuses the old story with a French passion that really has been alluring to audiences for 150 years. Marguerite's Jewel Song and the final trio, in which she tries to save herself from the devil's power, are moments of great richness and deep feeling. His grand opera indeed, and a reminder of how it was done in Paris when they wanted their entertainment big and showy and unforgettable.
Jim Naughtie making a case for Gounod's Faust, one of the four operas which may be broadcast next Thursday here on Radio 3. The others are Mozart's The Magic Flute, Puccini's Tosca, and Wagner's The Flying Dutchman. Well, to back up James Naughtie's argument now, let's hear a little more from Faust.
Oh,
The Soldiers' Chorus from Gounod's Faust, sung by the chorus of the Royal Opera House, Robin Stapleton conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, to vote for Faust, or indeed any of the four operas up for grabs, you need to go to the Radio 3 website and follow the links to Opera on 3. You have until 4 p.m. next Thursday to vote, and the winning opera will be announced on InTune, and it'll be heard that night here on Radio 3. Well, leaving the BBC opera season aside for now, we return to the company of the BBC Philharmonic, the BBC orchestra here in the north, whose work we've been celebrating all this week in afternoon concert. We're going to hear the orchestra now at the Sand Centre in Carlisle, which it visits a couple of times a year to perform. This afternoon, we're going to hear the Philharmonic joined by the cellist Leonard Elschenbroich for Walton's Cello Concerto, a work that brings with it a lightness and warmth reminiscent of Walton's beloved Ischia, just off the coast of Naples. Early performances of the Cello Concerto were fraught with difficulty. The premiere had to be put back because the soloist, Pietagorski, had a nervous breakdown due to overwork. For the UK premiere, Walton decided to drive from Ischia to London to hear it, but was involved in a serious collision with a cement lorry on the way. No such drama on the way to Carlisle. Walton's Cello Concerto was performed by Leonard Elschenbroich and the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Jan-Pascal Tourtellier.
Thank you.
Leonard Elshenbroich was a soloist in Walton's Cello Concerto, recorded in March last year at the Sands Centre in Carlisle with the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Jan Pascal Tourtellier. Well, from the hazy Italian glow of Walton's Cello Concerto to the sinister chill of Prokofiev and his symphonic sketch Autumn, a subdued work that suggests fog and gloom. Well, fog and gloom couldn't be further from the conductor who leads the BBC Philharmonic in this performance, given in Nottingham's Royal Concert Hall, the brilliantly sunny Andrew Gourlay, a musician who knows the BBC Philharmonic from all angles. He was a trombonist, performing with the orchestra many times before exchanging bars rests for baton. Here's Gourlay and the BBC Philharmonic in Prokofiev's Autumn.
Thank you.
Andrew Gourlay conducting the BBC Philharmonic in Prokofiev's Autumn, recorded in April last year at the Royal Concert Hall in Nottingham. Well, we finish our afternoon concert with a rare treat. Elgar's incidental music and funeral march from the play Gronje and Diarmaid, recorded here in Salford by the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Sir Andrew Davis.
Thank you.
The BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Sir Andrew Davis, in Elgar's incidental music to Gronje and Dermot. Well, that's all we've time for an afternoon concert. Join us tomorrow at 2 o'clock, but for now, it's high time for In Tune.
It is high indeed. Good afternoon to you. A rare duo tonight, a rich silver-toned mezzo, and a conductor to keep us all in order. That's after the BBC News with Alan Smith.
Theresa May's hopes of an early start to Brexit trade talks have suffered a setback after the EU's chief negotiator said Britain and the EU were stuck in what he called a disturbing deadlock over the financial settlement. Michel Barnier was speaking after a fifth round of talks ended in Brussels. He ruled out further discussions on a trade deal until the divorce deal had been agreed, but said he believed progress was possible by December. One of the biggest mental health trusts, Southern Health, has been fined £125,000 for failing to provide safe care for patients at the Royal Hampshire County Hospital in Winchester. The trust admitted it had failed to stop vulnerable patients from gaining access to a rooftop despite repeated warnings. One person was left with life-changing injuries after a fall. The Metropolitan Police say they're investigating an allegation of sexual assault made against the Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein.